So there's Rishonim who say that the power of Tzimur Chasidim is unlimited because I'm the king and you, my subjects, are Avotim and you have to listen to me on every subject. And there's Rishonim who learn, no, in the Meskon of the Gemara and Gitzin, it's limited, not everywhere you say Tzimur Chasidim. Why? Because it's an agreement. This is my country. I have control over the public property in my country. And therefore, in respect to public property, I can tell you what to do, because otherwise you're stealing from me. But in the individual agreements between two individuals, which has nothing to do with the public, I can't make agreements. And therefore, Dinmachus doesn't define interrelationships between individuals that don't concern the Sibor, the public. Mach locus Rishon. So now, let you discuss this case, introduce you to this case. Meister Shahoyakach. Reuven lives in the United States of America. He wants to make a property investment in Switzerland. So he wants to buy a property over there. The problem is that what the laws of Switzerland is, no one can own property in Switzerland unless you are a citizen of Switzerland. A citizen that's a resident of Switzerland can only own property in Switzerland. So how's Reuven going to acquire property? So he goes to his friend Shimon, who lives in Switzerland and is a citizen of Switzerland. He said, look, I'm going to buy this property in the Alps. I'm going to put it, I want to put it in your name. That way, it can be bought. You pass on, you're going to rent it out, and you pass on the rent to me. And I'll give you, you're my friends, I'll give you tovers for helping me out in this situation. Just want to use your name. So Kachaya, Reuven bought this property in Switzerland, but he put it in the name of Shimon, because the law of the country says it can't be in a foreign citizen's name. So he bought it, property in Switzerland, in the name of Shimon. Gave the money, and for 12 years, Shimon was passing on the rent back to Reuven. Got the rent, because he's the official owner. He rented it out as well, in his name. And he, for 12 years, passed the rent from Shimon to Reuven, because Reuven is the one who bought it. After 12 years, Shimon stops passing the rent on. 1 month passes by, Shimon does not pass the rent on. 2 months, 3 months, the rent is not passed on. Reuven is Toma. Where's the rent? Originally he was saying, oh, it's coming, it's coming. It didn't come. 3 months after 12 years of passing the rent on, because it's in Shimon's name, the property, officially registered in Shimon's name in Switzerland, and Shimon rented out officially, but really Reuven bought it because he used his money, his copy in his name because he's a foreign citizen. For 12 years he passed it on, after 12 years he stopped. 3 months he didn't pay the rent. So Reuven turns around to Shimon. And says, where's my rent? You haven't given it to me 3 months, so don't give me excuses, it's coming. It's not, you're not giving it to me.
It's in the Swiss account.
Where is it? So Shimon answers, an interesting answer. Shimon answers, well, you know, I'm making chasnas now. I need making chasnas. I'm marrying off my children. So Reuven says, so? I need money. So? So I'm using the rent. So your gazdan, says Reuven. So Shimon says, I don't think so. I spoke to somebody, I'm not a gazdan. So they go to Din Torah. What's the Din Torah? I repeat it for Rav Menach. The Din Torah is, Reuven wants to buy property in Switzerland. He bought property in Switzerland, but it can't be in his name, because Swiss law says it has to be in only a citizen's name. So he goes to Shimon and says, put it in your name, you live in Switzerland. you just, and we read it out, I read it out, and you passed on the rent. So he did, and he passed it on for 12 years. Sadly, it stopped. Shimon didn't pass it on. Three times he didn't pass it on. Reuven said, where is it? Shimon said, I'm making chasnas. I need the money. He said, Reuven says, you're ganef. And he says, Shimon says, I've talked to somebody, I'm not. And now in basically. Okay. So what is the taina? Lechere, he's a ganef. Shimon. So the taina was, dinner, the machusa dinner. What does dinner machusa dinner in Switzerland say? Who therefore owns this property? Shimon says, dinner machusa dinner in Switzerland says, property has to be in a national. I'm a national, you're not a national, so therefore, for dinner machusa dinner, this property belongs to me, Shimon. Therefore, since the property belongs to me, the rent of the property, well, who does it belong to? Also me. So therefore, I'm not a ganef. I'm taking rent from the property in Switzerland, which is mine. So Reuven said, so why have you been giving it to me for 12 years? I'm paying back your loan. You lent me money to buy the property in Switzerland. And therefore the property is mine. And I paid back your loan for 12 years. After 12 years, make the maths. It worked out. After 12 years,
fully paid back.
It's my property with no loan. So it's my total rent unencumbered. Because Dinamarch citizen says, property in Switzerland is only in the citizen's name. I remember said, but I told you, I'm giving you money to buy it for me and it's just in your name. Yeah, you told me that. But then the Machos says otherwise.
And with neighbor, listen, Nuksha, I wouldn't want to be Nuksha to you.
Okay, that's the dinner.
Well, before we get to Dina the Machos Adina, if Shimon buys something on behalf of Reuven, but the Machos thinks he's selling it to Shimon, who actually owns it?
Reuven, because he's a Shliach. Shimon's just a Shliach. Shimon admits, I took the money at the time. As an agent, I was machaben to buy the property for you. I did do that as an agent. But I found out there's something called dinner machzor dinner, and therefore the machzor dinner says, metzias wise, I was, it's my property, and therefore automatically it was a loan, and I paid back the loan. That's what's going on. So, who? Reuven. No, he just got back his Kevin.
Well, he made a lot of money. I don't think he's got a property.
No, he was doing a tova. He admits he was doing a tova. He was only got a nice present.
Made a lot of money.
But
he
now.
He used the other guy's money, the rent.
Now he owns the property. Had a free loan. Had a free loan. As his Kevin. That is, does dinner machusa din apply in such a case to say the property can only belong to Shimon? It does only belong to Shimon. It's not Reuven's, whether he liked it or not, and therefore Bar Kocha was just a loan, and Taka Shimon's entitled to keep the rent. Although we say, no, dinner machusa din chabtis. So the Chora, what would we say? Based on last week, you had a machlokas. Is dinner machusa unlimited? It can tell you to do what? It's overpowering, tells you can enforce on any subject, even in individuals, he can say, this is what has to be, whether you like it or not, because you're my Eved. A subject is an Eved has to do everything I say. Well, dinner, mother, the dinner is just agreement. I own the land, the public land, me, the king, and therefore, in respect to public matters, I can tell you what to do, because otherwise you're stealing the public land. But individual agreements is only nothing to do, I have no jurisdiction, therefore, it doesn't apply to individual agreements, and therefore, it won't be valid. So look over it. It's about this. It's this law. This law is saying, when Reuven bought this property through Shimon from Yankel, he's just saying that, well, the law says I can't buy it. Look, the law can't tell me what to do. The law can only tell me public what to do. It can't tell me as the individual what to do. And therefore, if Halacha says that I can buy it, then the law can't change that. Because it's not a public matter. But if you learn the other side of it, the law can tell you what to do, whether it's public, private, because that the law's in Malchus HaDinah. Therefore, it will say that it doesn't matter. The Bakarach, this property can't belong to you, Reuven, even though you sent it to the agent, and he acted as the agent, it can only belong to the person whose name is in, and that's Shimon, and therefore, it's only Shimon's Bakarach, you gave us a loan, whether you liked it or not. So maybe it's only on that.
If you say the Lamed Sedina, the Malchus HaDinah, and Eved, though, it for sure wouldn't apply here, because it's not Shaykh Eved with a democratic government. It's only Shaykh with a king.
We'll get to democracy. We'll get to democracy, whether it applies this. Yes? Not Kotiv. He actually worked, he says at the beginning, I actually took the money in good faith to act as agent, and I acted with Kavona to be agents. And second, I was passing you the rent over those years because I thought it was your property. Then I found out that I'm marrying off my children and I'm looking for money. And I spoke to people, Rabbonim, yeah. And the Rabbonim say, you got a windfall. This belongs to you. So it's a windfall. I didn't mislead them. I'm now misleading him. Yes, not all the time. I was going against your words all the time. No, I acted in yes. Yes. Okay. So, Avatar, you said. There's not a moment in time. It's, what moment in time are you saying? I misled you. The American, actually. He's American. Not British.
The American who would hire him, who would start off with Mecca Toast.
What's Mecca Toast?
Mecca
Toast means I gave you the money by mistake. Okay, so I gave you the money back. I gave you the money back. Mecca, there's no Mecca Toast. There's no Mecca. That's all thin amongst the thin. No sale. You never bought anything.
Well, the question is, in the law, does it say it has to be registered in the name of the Swiss? But the Swiss actually has to own it.
So, only Swiss can own it.
It says own it?
Own it.
Register.
No, own it. Okay. That's the law. So, Chor is calling on that. So, let's see what the halacha is in that
it's
subject.
Very proprietary and so on.
Says the Shulchan Aruch. We want to know whether the power of the is limited or unlimited. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Tell me what the Shulchan Aruch holds. If it's limited or unlimited. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Kol Shtars. Shachosim over Kovim. All documents.
Where are we?
Number one. I've given you the wrong printout.
Yeah, here's the wrong printout.
Thank
you. Cole Starr, you got the right printout? Yeah, you got the right one. Okay, that's a different share you got. Cole Starr, Shachosim over Kovim. Every document which a goy signs for the, on behalf of the two Jews, it's Pesulim, it's invalid, doesn't work. Chutz, Shtari Mekach, Umemkach, Ustari Chutz. Except for documents of transaction that give testimony a transaction took place, or documents of debt which give testimony a loan was given place. We used to know him as long as the money was given before them, we can trust that it took place. They just, all the documents are saying is we're testifying something happened. Well, not actually our star matonis, but a document which is a transfer through the documents of a present. Going sodi notes to the I'm giving this bill through this document to you. Where the whole document itself is actually performing the transaction. So how can chacheles? They're actually useless. It doesn't matter dinner. It doesn't apply in such a case. Dinner can't define a transaction between two individuals. So what's the shittas machaber? Is it unlimited or is it limited to just the sphere of the power of the king over public property? Where is it?
It's limited.
It's limited. Okay. Oh, it's limited. So Reuven turns out and says, hey, Shulchan Aruch says Dimachos HaDin is limited. It doesn't apply in our case. It's not a public issue, our case. This is a private issue. Shulchan Aruch paskens, it doesn't apply. So therefore, you are a shliach, you agree with a shliach, it's mine. It doesn't matter what Dimachos HaDin says. That's Reuven's time. come back on the claim. Those are not actually, those documents are just testifying, the goy is testifying. They did some transaction already, in a proper fashion according to Torah. We're just testifying it happens. We're just giving testimony it happened. We're not doing anything. Just saying it happens. So that, we chuck a trust in the goy in such a case, even though he's possible atheist. But there's halachas of trusting the goy in certain circumstances, like the seichel of tumah. Okay, so this is like we trust it happened, but the goy is not doing anything with this document. But if you're trying to use the goy to actually do something with the document, he makes the transaction. The goy, this document, is now putting a stamp that he creates the transaction from Reuben to Shimon. It's useless, even though the Din Machlus Adina says it isn't useless. It doesn't matter. Din Machlus Adina does not apply for the two individuals. The Shtamatonis, yes. The actual document is... No, for Kata. Sota, only Kata. Kata, yeah. Now, that's the Machlus. So Shimon comes back and says, yeah, that's Machlus. But we're Ashkenazim. Right. And us, we have to look at the Ramah. Let's see what the Ramah says. Well, the Ramah is in a different place. He's in Shin Samach Tes. And Shin Samach Tes, the Ramah says the following. Yesh Omer. There is an opinion. Delor min dina machus adina ela b'masim v'chassim ha'atulim b'kaka. Only on tax issues. To do with the land. Because the king says, you can't live in my land, my property, unless you pay my taxes or my public property. I'm Shadvon, but any other matter, no, it doesn't, is not binding. Which is the Rosh's opinion. But Yesh Cholkim, there are people, our Rishonim will argue, is binding on every issue. And that's the main opinion. That's the opinion we hold of. So what's the opinion of the Ramah? That Din Malchus Adina is absolutely binding on every issue, in between, even between individuals. It doesn't have to be public. He's like an Eved, says the Ramah. And you have to keep everything that is Malchus Adina is. So therefore, the Ramah is actually arguing on the Machaber. Machaber says that the Malchus Adina is like the Rishonim, that is limited to public areas, nothing to do with individuals. But the Ramah says, no, I hold like the Rishonim, Ikka. The Rishonim, that holds its binding on every warp of life, on every single issue, even between individuals. You have to keep it, even if it's not the sphere of public. So says, therefore, Shimon, look, if it's binding on our private deals as well. So Din Malchus Adina says, the property belongs to me. Therefore, I have a right to keep the rents. And you got your money back already.
So what about the land? Isn't it limited to the land?
No. It's binding totally because you're my effort.
No. But the original concept was...
That's a different mission. And we said last week, there's two different missions. And they learn it from different places. This set of Rishonim learn, it's nothing to do with the land. It's to do with that I'm the king, and the Torah gives power to king. What's your point to king? His power is, he is your master, and you are Eved in all forms of sense. That means. Once you appoint me as king, you don't have to, nothing to do kaka. So what's it mean? You're here, and you appoint me as a king, you set me as a king, that means I've got powers of king. You can maybe get rid of me as a king.
No, but the land is what
they didn't get beyond. There's no private contract now. Nothing to do contract. It's nothing to do contract. As we learned out, this has got nothing to do contract. Nothing to do contract.
The Swiss government has the right to determine how the land will be used.
No.
Who owns it.
No.
Just like...
If you're my slave, can I determine on everything? Even nothing to do with land. I can tell you what to do. So therefore, that's what these Rishonim hold. A king is the master of all his subjects.
If the Ramah is arguing in Machaber, why doesn't he argue over
he
there?
Does over there, but it's much longer later down than they want to cut and paste over there. Saving ink. But it's more clear over here. That's why I brought this room. He actually speaks it out. This shitter, I hold like this shitter. Okay. So now I'm going to ask my question.
So the contract was illegal. That's basically what
you're
saying.
Yeah.
The contract was illegal and void.
Yes, yes.
So how does one side of a void contract claim ownership?
Because it's in my name, because the cause of Zinim al Zidina. Whether you like it or not, Zinim al Zidina says, this property belongs to me.
Only because that's a presumption. Now you can overcome it.
No presumption. Zinim al Zidina says, you give money, doesn't matter whether it's your money or not, and you put it in your name, it's my property. Okay? Now, here's my question. Let's go back to taxes. Lechera, from taxes, we see Esther. Why? There's one shitta that says not to pay taxes is gezel. Why? How did we explain it? Because the money in your pocket is not your money. It belongs to him. Why does it belong to him? Because you're my abbot.
Oh, that was the machaber.
You're my abbot. You belong. It belongs. Everything belongs to me. Your money is mine. I'm not giving it to stealing. That's abbot. So if you hold abbot, who holds abbot? Who is saying hold abbot over here today? Who is saying abbot?
Today
we're saying the Ramah. So the Ramah should say, if you don't pay tax, what are you over? What should the Ramah say? What if you don't pay tax? What are you done? You're done. That's what the Ramah should say. Yeah. According to today, Machaber, according to today, what does he hold? You're not an abbot. It's just an agreement. Your money is your money. You owe me money. I got a right to say you owe me money, but it's not my money. Okay. You owe me money. If you owe money to Goy and you don't pay, are you over anything? No. So that. Oh, yeah, of course not. Okay, Hashem, we're not talking about that, okay? Please listen to all the other Shirim and all to understand that we're not giving any advice over here about this. We're saying, forget. Don't do this. So, but you're not over Gezel. If you hold, therefore, the Machaber today, what would he say if you don't pay tax?
So you're okay.
You haven't been over Gezel. So the Machaber should say, if you don't pay tax, you're not over Gezel. And the Ramah should say, you're over Gezel. Let's read what they do say. Number three. Mocha shebos emelech, a tax which the king imposed. Hamariach mechazet, somebody who doesn't pay it. Over lo sixel, says the Machaber, you're over Gezel. Because you're an abbot. Woo! You're so to your own shitter. The Machaber doesn't hold, he's an Evet. Machaber holds, you're not an Evet.
And the Ramah also says himself.
Yeah. Right, right. So how can here, the you say you're over Gezel, not over Gezel? Says the Ramah, carries on. The goes on, the Machaber says, you're stealing. Says the Ramah, Hagor. Yeshom Zafila Melchis as well. Even if the tax taker is a Jew on behalf of the king, look on about Sarat go over the Melech, he's doing it before the king. Havi Hakas Havar Vishari. Not paying tax is not over Gezel. Because you're not an Evet. It's just a debt. It's not your money, it's your money. Stealer.
On themselves.
We understood today. The Machaber says you're not an Evet. So how can you say you're over Gezel? My money is my money. It's not the good. It's not the king's. We understood the Ramah says you are Evet. So you're over Gezel, not giving his money. So how can the Ramah say you're not? They're opposite shittas to what they hold. Stila.
Didn't we say that as far as the Machaber is concerned, the Gezel is the benefits you're about to pay without having paid for them?
Yeah, you said that in the Ramah.
That was in the Ramah.
That was in the Ramah. Because there's a funny lotion over there. Yeah. It's also to do, but if you do it, you don't have to pay. Yeah, I didn't quote that lotion this time. Okay. So it's a stila. Does the Machaber hold efforts? And the Ramah holds not, or vice versa. Yeah. One place yes, one place no. Spirit.
I want to suggest what we said today is Evetz. What we just did now, which is that the Ramah holds.
You're an Evetz.
You're an Evetz, and Ramah holds not. That's really the Evetz.
That's the Evetz.
And okay. Why in that case we just quoted now from last time?
The tax. Why is the tax opposite?
That's a case where everyone would agree, the Holodeos, that the king has power over taxes.
Fine.
That's related to land. And therefore, even if it's limited, it still applies then. But you have a technicality there. And the technicality is You know, whose is it? Whose rishus is it in? And we have the whole thing about the Ramah, who's holding that really it's not something that maybe not over Zela, right? Because why weren't you over Zela for the Ramah? Because I've got the reason already.
Because it's a debt.
Right, but we said more than that, I think. I don't remember what we.
Well, that's the problem exactly, if you forget.
But my point is that that's not a steer. The two different that's a different reason.
Okay,
that,
so what?
There's a limited din mochzina case in the whole there.
Tali?
Huh?
Is it Tali or Tuli?
It's Tali.
Tali. What's Tali saying? Tali saying is that the emes is great and the tax is different. I can't remember why.
No,
maybe.
But I can know. I can figure out that it's a limited case.
Okay.
A limited power.
Maybe. Okay. A start of an answer. I can't say more than that. It's a start.
How do you know it's a third case? It's probably still the best. Maybe.
No, he speaks it out. It's a very long mechabi. He speaks it out. Trust me. Okay. So, let's move to our second case, and hopefully, for the second case, we'll try and answer the question. Maaseh Shehoya in Europe. This type. There was a girl who was a member of a family, a Christian family. She grew up, and then her parents broke the news that she's adopted. So she goes to the official records of the country to see, who's her real parents? And she finds out they're Jews. She's a Jewish girl. Very good. Now she wants to marry a Jewish Kohen.
A Jewish Kohen.
A Jewish person who happens to be a Kohen.
She's not a Jew.
Nah. What's a halacha? Can a Kohen marry anyone he likes?
No.
Who can a Kohen marry? Who can he not marry?
The owner of the halacha.
And?
The grusha.
And?
No, I'm on his point. No.
What about Gioris?
If she's over 3 years old.
Also to marry a Gioris.
Over 3 years old.
Also to marry a Gioris. Also, Gioris, also.
Even if the Gioris is not as much as 3 years old?
Gioris, no Gioris. Nah. So therefore, if she's a Goy and she's come Jewish, she's a Gioris, you can't marry her. If she was always Jewish, which is what the documents of the Medina say, then she can marry. Can we rely on the documents of the Medina to say that she was always Jewish to allow her to marry the Kohen? Okay. What's the Shaila? Are we asking the Goy to do anything through his Din Machzor Dina? What are we asking the Goy to do? Testimony. What do we hold in testimony? A Goy's testimony is good or not?
In this case, yes.
So let's go back to Gittin. Let's read the Gemara on Gittin. Kol Shtaris, number 4. Kol Shtaris over Ba'akoy, so over Kochavim. All documents that go up that are established by the Goy. Goyish courts.
Oh, depends what country.
Afapi over Kochavim. The Goy signs it. Kashem, they're kosher, good. Says the Gemara, it means all documents. Doesn't matter if it says transaction documents, which means testimony. Doesn't matter if it says actual documents to create the kinyan, which is called a batona. It works. So the Gemara says, Bishloma Mecha, Bishloma if it's documents of sale where they're only testifying the goyim. Michiozi, Zuzi, Kamari, Kani, Kani. They give the money in front of them, and it's requiring through the money. Vishtar, Rab, Alma, and the Goy's document is just a testimony to that event. Zilo, Yavi, Zizikame, Loha, Manashe. So we say, well, of course, they are saying the truth. Because if they didn't give the money in front of the Goy, then they wouldn't have signed it. So it's true. So mother, we can rely on them. And Matona, transaction. How can that work? Okay. What's clear from the Gemara in Gittin is testimony is something you can rely on. A Goy's document for testimony of an event, is it reliable according to all opinions?
Yes.
It says,
otherwise the body will go to prison.
Says there's no shaila. Of course you can rely on the testimony. The only shaila in the Gemara is when it's not testimony, it's trying to do something. Does it work? Not work. But testimony, I bet it works. Okay. That's the Gemara. So the Chora, when she discovers, according to the official documents of the government, that she is a Jewish girl, we should say, can she marry the Kohen or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't it depend on the country also? Certain countries have a presumption of honesty, like America.
They have to have a motivation to be dishonest.
Okay.
Like in Kashrus. Like in Kashrus, America has.
So, yeah, we're not talking the Wild West. Yeah.
Talking about Russia.
Not talking about Wild West.
You're talking about Poland.
No, I'm talking about European country.
European
poetry has also honesty as much as the Americans.
Who does?
Just one smiles and one doesn't.
We're talking about the British. That's good, I like that.
Okay. So, the Chora should work. Now let me read a Rambam I don't understand. I don't understand this Rambam. Maybe you can help me out. Number 5. Shtar Chov. What's a Shtar Chov?
A loan.
Okay. So what is that document trying to do?
Right.
Is it a document of proof or just a document that actually creates the debt? What is it, Shtar Chov?
No, it's a proof.
A document of proof. Okay. The Hodas. Shtar Hodas. What's a Hodas?
He admits he owes money,
and the document just testifies to this admittance. So it's testimony. Shtar Matonis. We know Shtar Matonis is not just testimony. It actually creates the actual transaction. But Peshoras, documents of establishing a settlement. Mechilas, documents which testify that Reuven had given up his rights, a claim against Shimon. That's the documents of proof. Sheba Eidim Shehem. It's signed by the Goyim. Api Sheish Behem Kol HaZvon Shimonu. Even though they have all the good aspects of a star, Hari Kechetz, they're useless. So what's this Rambam saying? That's problematic, obviously. What's he saying that's problematic? What? He's saying, not only documents that actually try and create things with the documents, there are even documents that are just testimonies to an event. It's also useless when it's done by a goyim. And what's the problem with such a statement from the Rambam? It goes against the Gemara. Who asked this question? The Kesher Mishnah. Kasha, Ikei Shtar Mechila. Take example, the document says Reuven gave up his claim. Just a proof of documents. Amai, ain't it kosher? Why is it not kosher? I am mochelo, I've been a shlubber. Of course, if Reuven gave up his rights, it works. The document doesn't do anything. Reuven just mochel. Even without anyone knowing it works. Lo ibisad eshakli. The whole testimony is just to testify that it happens. Hashtar ain't at the right. It's a riot. Why doesn't it work? Why is the Rambam saying it doesn't work? Maybe. It's against the Gemara.
The Gemara is when the Goyim actually signed on it. The transaction. Rambam's talking about a case where we only have knowledge about the documents because of the Aiden who are because of the Goyim who are the Aiden. Slightly different.
Very good. Excellent. Excellent. Baruch is very good. He's saying a very good point. We of course we're going to have to explain it. He's pointed out a factual difference, which is right on the mark. We have to explain it. What does Baruch mean? Baruch is saying, there's a difference between the case of the Rambam and the case of the Gemara. What was the case of the Gemara? What are the Goyim doing over there? Well, it works, for sure. What's the Goyim doing? Yeah. What did they see? What did it say in the documents they saw?
Saw a transaction take place.
How did they see?
Saw the money change hands.
They saw money changing hands, and we testified that that works. What's our case, or the Rambam's case? What's the Rambam's case? What they testifying in the Rambam's case? They say a mechila. Reuven gave up his rights to Shimon. Okay. Is that?
They saw him say, "I give my rights."
No, but they didn't see any.
They saw. What did they saw?
Somebody
that they did see. They heard. They saw with the eyes who was speaking.
Right.
That Reuven gave up his rights to Shimon. That's what it says in the Torah. Slight difference. What's the slight difference on the Gemara?
In one case, you were really with two people, isn't
it? Here you see words said Reuben to Shimon. Yeah, it's also two people.
They didn't see a Kenyan.
Here they were witnesses.
Yes?
They were witnesses to the actual. You could say even the way he says.
That's what Baruch said, and we'll go there. Everyone say good, but say what the Avil of God speaks it out. Nearly. Number six. Harambam sover. Rambam holds. Rambam sover. The shtachot, the shtar mecha, levad hu tekoshim. The only thing that's good is the shtachot, the shtar mecha. Avashar tavorim. Any other documents, even if it's a testimony document. Avagav, you're seeing it again. Avagav, de'enon ela l'raya. Even if it's just testimony. Posulim. A goy can't do a document of proof.
Because he can't be.
The Aedus and the Enochum, they're useless as witnesses. Rat Mishtachov, only by documents of debts or sale, they can testify, even though they're apostle. Why? Damaisa Godu Kazer Lomar Nashe. Only on a big Maisa, like this, called document of debts, document of sale, big Maisa like that. Then they're trustworthy.
What makes a mice a big?
Hey, Sartafka, she used to be Shah Sharur, and the Sinas Hamas. Therefore, they have to write in the documents that not only there was a transaction, that she's actually writing it, we saw money passing hands. When they say we saw money passing hands, then we rely on them. But if they don't say we saw money passing hands, then it's not valid. We trust them.
Why make that filler? So the
Rambam makes that filler.
I think why would you make that filler?
Oh. So everyone understands the chilik.
No.
Yes?
What's a Maisa Gadol?
What's a Maisa Gadol?
What makes it big? If it's a $10 star code, that's a Maisa Gadol?
No. A physical action of events happening of one to the other, that's called a Maisa Gadol. If it was 10 shekels, 100 shekels, or 1,000 shekels. But I saw, he take money out of his pocket, I testified. Reuven took out money, whatever it was, and gave it to Shimon in lieu of a sale. That's called a Maisa Gadol. Because I'm not just saying a sale took place, I'm actually saying the story that happens, that money took out, but just to say, Reuven was merchel to Shimon, you didn't say anything. You're just saying that we don't trust you.
You trust Goyim to taste the food, if there's a milk and taste milky, and I think a very small thing there.
Fine. So what's going to do that? That's
why all of a sudden we said to people, like this is.
They can make up stories even if they don't see the actual mice inside.
Even when he's.
The Mor Nashe, but it says they're Mor Nashe, they're prepared to make it up. They won't get, even if they get caught, it's not so bad.
Why?
Get caught. And say, you didn't take any money out. I wouldn't testify, a goy wouldn't testify to say money would actually transfer his hands, and it didn't. But a goy was willing to say, I thought he sold it, I thought he said this, I thought he said he was mogul. I didn't hear properly, okay. So that you can make all excuses if you don't get caught.
Even when you see money changing hands, you still have to hear him say why the money is changing hands.
Fine, together with the money, finally the interpretation. Once we know money is changing hands, we can accept the story of why. Okay. That the Gaon say that. Now, Tali, ask the very question. May I understand the Rambam? Very good. Where did you get it from? Where did you get it from? Where did the Rambam see this? very obvious place where he got it from. Look back at the Gemara in Gittin. Read the Gemara in Gittin, I'll let you read it, and you can work it out yourself where the Rambam got it from. It says, Bishlo Mecha. I understand Mecha, they are good. Why? Because me have Zuzi Kamayo. Because they gave the money in front of him. Says the Rambam, only then, because they saw and they testified the money went. So that's their name. That's the Gemara's payment to you. No other case. Vilna Gontit.
Where does the Gemara say it only has to do with the mice of giving money?
I told you. It's a mice of God. They're not prepared. They're not to tell the story.
Okay, so by extension, if you're going to use that logic, it means only if they exchange money.
Yes,
if
he
I
says.
Give you, if I give you apples, that doesn't count.
No.
It says Zuse. It says Yavi.
Matzis, it's not becoming of you for such a question. Other people I would expect such a question. Not from you. I come on.
I always expect the unexpected.
Okay. It's good. It's Kabbalah Sotera coming up.
Yeah.
New Torah, new insights, new hashbar for the new year. Fill up. Fill it up right until the last day, not just the day before. Okay. So now, so what are we going to say with this girl? Can we say that the document of evidence which says she's Jewish, can we rely on it or not?
Not according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam, what will we say? Can we rely on this document that says she's Jewish?
I don't think it's related.
Nothing. I don't know but according to the Rambam, according to Matthew,
I'm not interested in Matthew. According to the Rambam,
it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
I disagree.
Doesn't work. Well, did he saw anything? He saw that she was Jewish.
We're not interested.
She could have bribed the guy to say.
Who? Who bribed them?
Yeah.
Who?
And why would?
She wants to marry the client.
You're saying they manufactured these documents?
Rambam says a cloud. Goyim apostle for Aedas, Nukuza. There's one case where you rely on them.
Right.
When we see a Maisa Godel, which is money, trancing hands, and that's Tassel. That's right.
There is a
concept
of Maisa Godel here.
Okay.
It's a Veheter. But who says that it applies to monetary
things? Why not? It applies to Aesha Fish. Why wouldn't it apply to monetary
things? Let us see. The Ketzev Mishnah asked the question, he didn't give the answer. What does the Ketzev Mishnah hold? In Shulchan Aruch, he adds or takes out words from the Rambam and he doesn't bring this Rambam down as it's written. He says, all documents are proof for good, documents are not proof are not good. But all documents of proof are good. And he argues with the Rambam, why? Because of his kasha. So he doesn't hold of the Rambam. So the Pharaoh, the Chula, according to the Rambam, we can't rely on this document to make her Jewish. But according to the Machaber, the Shulchan Aruch, what should we say? That she is Jewish. Okay. So let's now see a tshuva from a Yitzhak Achonen Spector. This is where we'll finish tonight. Yitzhak Achonen Spector was asked a question, a woman who was a gunner for 3 years, her husband disappeared. It was in the army, no news about her, don't know what to do. All the Rabbonim got involved, and they finally get the letter out from the government that he died in hospital, the army hospital. Got a document from the government, he died in the hospital. Now the shaila is, can we rely on this document to allow her to get married?
Depends.
So we should say, according to Shulchan Aruch, we don't hold like the Rambam, yes, yes. Says the Rabbi Yitzchak Achonen in his place, in his shayla, number 7. Fiyas adi lahakel b'nidudon. You can be lenient. Zakai melon, because we passed them. Kol shtaros, erlin, ba'akoy shak goyim. Every document which goes in the goy's court, kosher, is kosher if it's for proof. Kibbutz b'gittin, it says over there. Deborah to some call Koyis for her to go. For sure, we're going to rely on them to allow her to get married. The Chazokalo, I'm not saying the Shaitan, for sure, they got Goyim and Chazokalo, they're not going to lie. For sure, they're going to tell the truth. That's a part of their job, to answer the truth of what happened. They're worried that maybe they make up a lie and then they'll be in a shtuch with the king. Even though Messiah lifnei tumah, which is what this is, doesn't normally work by the Raisa Shilas. A goy doing Messiah lifnei tumah doesn't work by the Raisa Shilas. But a guna, but since this is a shilah of guna, the Mahani Messiah Tumah, that is a shilah of a guna, which is a Raisa shilah, which is different from all other shilahs. A special head of a guna, that we are more lenient, we allow Messiah Tumah from other Raisas. Then Mahani, it does work to Mataha. It doesn't only work in Momenus, like the Gemara and Gittin says, it also works in Isurim of a guna, even though it's a writer, because a guna will make all to rely on their nemonis. What's the implication of such a Pesach or Rav Yitzchak Achon
and Sveta?
That if you're talking about Momen, we rely on it. That's the Gemara and Gittin. If we're talking about Issa, the Rabbonons, we rely on it, because it's Messiah, so it's okay for Issa. Issa derises, if it's a gunner, that's the only Issa derises we allow. Therefore, now, come to Ashayla. What does she want to do? And she's really, all her life, lived as a Koi Christian. Now she wants to say, the document says, I'm Jewish. And allow her to marry a Kohen. Is it an Issa Daraisa to a Goy to marry a Kohen? Yes.
A Gioras? No.
Goy.
A
Goy to marry a Kohen is...
If you do Gior Lachumra, then it will be...
A Goy to marry is an Issa Daraisa. So to use the documents, according to everybody, can you use the documents of a Goy to say that she's Jewish to marry a Kohen?
No.
No? Everyone will say, it's no good.
We're at the Gaver side yet, and then the Menor Shah will be okay. There's only Durabanon, and then it's used.
Once we pass them that we can't use the documents.
No, she has not proven.
She's definitely Paskins as a Goy. And therefore, since she definitely paskins a goy, she's definitely now a gyorus, whether you like it or not. And therefore, she definitely can't marry a Kohen. And that's the paskins, the basedin, that she cannot marry a Kohen because she has no proof she was Jewish besides this document. And this document is not good for this case.
She can't marry a Yisrael either.
So she goes gyorus. She should marry a Kohen.
So she's a gyorus, she married a Kohen?
No, because what? She's a vade gyorus. A vade gyorus can't marry a Kohen.
Had she been in the scar before it went to would the
stock
then been okay that she could?
No, don't think so.
She's not a Vada Gioris.
She's Vada Gioris. We Paskin before she gets.
She's a Gioris.
No, we Paskin, she's definitely. And therefore, that's one of what we learned tonight. Documents are going, as says the Gemara and Gittin, can be used as proof, but for Momen. Even the Rambam says, even in Momen, there's the difference according to the Rambam. Not all Momen, only Meister Gottel. But the Shulchan Aruch says all Momen documents of Goyim can be used. But when it comes to Issa, documents of Goyim cannot be used only for Issa Drabonons or Guna. Any Issa Deraisa, documents of Goyim will never be good because Messiah Lutuno doesn't work with whatever. Original Shaila, in our case, in Switzerland, well, it seems to be there. We're trying to actually create, does it have dinner markers for dinner, or unlimited, or only for Siburi, and therefore Nafkamin for our Swiss Shaila? Seems to be a machlokas, but a stira. We'll see you next week.
Is that the final factor with the Gioris?
Yes.
Would it be different?